I want to focus on just one verse from Ecclesiastes 8, from Ecclesiastes 8, verse 6. There is a time and judgment to every matter. When you read that in the Septuagint, it uses the word krisis, K-R-I-S-I-S, or crisis, as we might pronounce it in English. So to every matter, there is a crisis now for every work, and it will all be brought into judgment. And I think the idea is that somehow the day of judgment of the last day is going to factor in absolutely everything. That every action, every thought of this life, every word, is going to be judged. Now, how that mechanically will happen, I suppose, is unclear. You could possibly argue that, well, there'll just be a yes-no decision, and that decision will have factored in all those things. But I think the biblical record seems to imply more than that. I mean, the Lord's parable says that he will say to people, when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat, or you didn't. When I was thirsty, when I was in prison, you visited me, or you didn't visit me. As if there is a going through with people of their lives, a kind of a flashback. You get it a bit in Psalm 50, where, again, David seems to be talking about the day of judgment, and he suggests that it's going to be sort of flashbacks. You slandered your own mother's son. You slandered your brother. You thought that I was one altogether like yourself, who wouldn't sort of pay attention too much to human behaviour. Wrong. This is the day of judgment. It's your life is, as it were, going to truly flash back before you, and you will see God's judgment for every bit of it. Now, whether that will literally happen, I don't know. We shouldn't worry about sort of limitations of time, because it seems to me that the whole judgment process will involve the collapsing of the dimensions of time and space. If Einstein got it right, if you collapse one, you collapse the other. So, you know, how are we all going to gather before the day of judgment? You know, is there going to be millions, billions of people sort of, I don't know, waiting for judgment? Who's going to go first? Is it going to be alphabetical? Is it going to start with Adam or Eve? That's an interesting one. Who's it going to start with? Is it going to finish with? Those sort of questions are fruitless, because I really think that time and space will be collapsed. The whole thing could happen on the head of a pin, if you're looking at it that way. And in terms of time, well, sure, there could be a discussion with you about every single moment of your life. That could take, in human terms, I mean centuries to go through a 70-year life. But, yeah, maybe. But, I mean, all that can happen in a millisecond of time as we now know it. So don't get caught up on the physicality of it, the sort of mechanical nature, if you wish, of how it's going to be. The point is, and this is my simple point, that every moment and every action and every word will have its final moment, will have its final result in some form in the day of judgment. And that is why I rather like the way the Septuagint uses the word here, crisis. There is a crisis for every action, for every word and thought. Life matters, and how we live, how we think, decisions we take on a minute-by-minute basis, second-by-second basis, if you wish, are a crisis, are critical, to use again the same kind of word. They are critically important. You may say, well, why are they also critically important if it's only factoring into a yes-no binary outcome at the end? Well, I don't think it's quite that simple, because the day of judgment will determine the nature of our eternity. You could look at it as just a yes-no. Yep, you're going to be damned and you're going to be saved. But there is also the question of how we shall live eternally. You know, one star shall shine brighter than another. One has 10 cities to rule over, and another has fewer. So it is. How we shall be eternally is a reflection of how we are in this life. And in that sense, every action, every thought, does have eternal consequence, or eternal moment, as it were. And this is why, as I say, I like this word crisis. There is a crisis for every matter, a judgment. Every matter is critically important. Not in that, you know, if you get enough ticks, then you're going to get a yes at the day of judgment, you get enough minuses, you're going to get a condemnation. No, that is too primitive, because we're saved by grace, not by works. But I do think that the nature of our eternity, how we shall eternally be, is definitely going to be an outcome of our minute-by-minute living now. And that is why our lives are to be lived totally differently to those of people who have no eternal perspective. And that's why you can't really share your life, or you don't want to consciously make a decision to share your life, with people who do not have that perspective.